Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, folks, welcome one and all to the Rosecast. The number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by an interracial male best friend duo. A lot of other duos out there. They don't have some of those boxes checked.
No, they sure don't.
I don't know why you'd waste your time with those. Oh, they got a husband and wife duo. Nobody cares about husband and wife duos. Nobody cares about coworker duos.
They don't have the same chemistry.
No, they don't. They're kind of at each other's throats. There's like some discord behind the scenes that you don't know about necessarily. I'm your host, Tim Kennedy Jr., with me as always, longtime Bachelor enthusiast. For new listeners out there, a little bit of background, AB's been a Bachelor guy for 10, 15, 20 years, some might say. I am newer to the game. This is my third or fourth season. Picked up quick, though. Alex Bradford, I don't know if I said your name. You're the wizened sage of the duo.
I did watch the first Bachelor. First ever Bachelor. How long ago? Was it legitimately 20?
No,
that's not true. It's probably like 10, 15 years ago.
AB, we got a lot to talk about this week. A lot. Becca finally revealed her age in one of the most...
Listen, this is an all-time great episode, Rim.
That's what I was about to say.
I'm going to come out and say it.
I could not...
I enjoyed every second of this episode.
I usually am like typing or doing some notes or something while I could not turn my eyes from the screen during the Becca revealing her eggs.
I agree. Usually I have my laptop on my lap and I'm typing away, kind of bapping around on the internet too. This time I closed the laptop, decided I'm going to have to watch it a second and third time probably. I needed to watch this with full attention on the screen.
It was good. We'll get to that later. A lot of layers of that onion to peel back. That was kind of a, polarizing moment, I think, in the season. Crystal, ramping up the villainy. Villainy sounds good. I don't think it's a word, but it sounds better than villainy.
I'll go with it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to you for confirmation on that. And CN had a very pleasant one-on-one date that I'm sure
very
will be replayed
pleasant.
During the previews for next season of The Bachelorette, if you know what I'm saying. AB, quick, before we get started, though, for the second week in a row, we need to shout out all the people who took a minute to rate the Rosecast on the Apple Podcasts app. I think it seemed to me that there might be a glitch in the system because the numbers just keep shooting up on the ratings, and we very much appreciate that. I think your veiled threats... really did the trick. You kind of threatened to physically harm people if they didn't rate the show, so we appreciate it.
We really love it. We love it.
Shout out to just a couple FL people, Florida people, Minnow77, LadyBell10, TaylorH87, LukeRocks4.
Thank you.
And Sarah Dookie. Thanks to everyone who gave us a rating. To everyone who did not.
It's not too late.
Yeah, well, we'll see. AB, shall we get started?
Sure.
We start at the house. Quick little discussion between Chelsea, 29, Jenna, 28, Caroline, 26, Becca K, 27. Like it or not, they're the elder statesmen of this house at this moment.
They really are.
They're sitting around discussing Becca M's age and potential readiness for marriage while Becca's doing laps in the pool. 14 years apart, AB. This was obviously the producers going like, hey, what do y'all think of Becca's age? Why don't you kind of get together on that?
You guys want to go have a little powwow out front? But
Chris Harrison shows up, looking slovenly, I might add. You've watched this guy for 30 years, AB. What's your take on Chris Harrison, like, kind of just showing up like me, like, on shirt, and I get shirt, like, sloppy with the shirts untucked and, like a cheap John Bartlett shirt from upstairs at Yonkers, you know what I mean? Just not the best.
Listen, he's mailing it in, Rim. He knows what's going on here. I know
it's
what's going
to
on.
See.
The guy's mailing it in. We've said it before. He's got the best job in America, and he knows he doesn't have to do anything big here.
He's kind of like LeBron. He's regular season LeBron right now.
He's just coasting through this regular season. He'll be there dressed to the nines when it comes time for the proposal. But right now, he's just coasting. He's been here, seen this shit 100 times before.
He lets him know that it's time to leave Bachelor Mansion. AB, we got to get to Lake Tahoe. That's the first.
That's a fact. Lake Tahoe is beautiful.
Beautiful and... I didn't know. I've always been a huge Lake Tahoe guy. Never been west of Denver, but yeah, I have. But that's neither here nor there. They got casinos at Lake Tahoe. What are we doing here?
It's full of casinos. Full of them.
First date. There's two. I checked. There's two. First date card. First date card goes to CN.
Thank God.
It's about time. AB, were you surprised by this? And what was your reaction to their reaction of CN getting the date card?
I saw it coming, Rim. After she didn't get anything last week and we all thought she was a front runner, I wasn't sold that she was out of contention just because she didn't get the date. I figured she was getting a big-time one-on-one date this week. Saw it coming 100 miles away. Now, for some reason, the girls thought she was gonna go home on this one-on-one. She's a smart, talented, beautiful, amazing woman. What tipped you on the side of her going home from this date? I don't understand.
Is
it jealousy?
No, well, maybe. Once she left the room, but even CM was like, I'm nervous because Lauren S. went home and no one expected that. But
it's a one-time thing. Everyone getting one-on-ones isn't going to be going home the rest of the time, girls. Come on.
You can't. Here's the thing. I'm not sure. I don't have the stats with me right now. I haven't run the numbers. I doubt that back-to-back one-on-ones go home very frequently. You want to be a true Grim Reaper and send a chill up the spines of the people in the house.
You send another one-on-one home. Yeah. Here's the thing. Just look at, like you said, I don't have the stats either, but I would say 90%, maybe higher, of one-on-ones get the rose. So if you're going by percentages, I would never guess that someone's going home on a one-on-one.
No, it's just certainly not following up, sending one home. Let's go to the date itself. Parasailing, AB. Here's what we're going to do when we go to Tahoe. We're going to play a little golf. We're going to go to the casinos. We're going to smoke some cigars. We'll go on a little horseback riding and parasailing as well. Great, great date activity, in my opinion.
Listen, I got a feeling that water was too cold, Rim. I don't fuck with cold water.
They didn't go in the water.
I don't know. You got to dip in there a little bit to start, Rim. I don't know how parasailing works. You can, when they're coming down to the platform, ooh, I got chills just looking at
when
them.
They were coming
splashes
down to the platform, they didn't go in the water.
Little splashes of water coming up, Rim. That water's chilly, boy.
Are you afraid of of deep water? Okay,
no,
I'm terrified of it.
I'm not afraid of water at all. I would get in there, but to like cold water, I don't mess with them whatsoever.
Yeah. And I don't, people say the wetsuits are like, it's better to get in cold water in wetsuits for some reason.
I don't understand wetsuits.
I don't buy that science. I think that's junk science.
One thing I don't get, and I know you don't get, is how wetsuits work. Like, cold in them? Cold in them or warm in them? What's the situation?
Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye could call in right now and explain it to me, and I wouldn't buy it, all right? Why would that make me warmer than, like, a down jacket, all right? I don't understand. And also, nobody, listeners, don't text us.
No, I don't
want to
know
this.
About wetsuits.
I don't want to hear it. All right. What do you make of their interaction on the beach, AB?
I thought they had a little chemistry here, Rim. Little chemistry.
Really? A little is the key word.
Yeah, they were just dabbling into some real conversations here. Nothing big.
I think CN asked great, questions.
Of course she did.
Appropriate level of probing, asking about his family, his parents, his brother. She said straight up to Ari, she was wondering if she was invited because, oh, is he questioning things with me or because mm-hmm. he likes her? Like, that was a good, transparent question.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, Ari just didn't seem as engaged as he is with some of the other women.
Well, he was eating again, Rem.
Oh, he was eating during this
beach
date?
Yeah, I don't know if you caught that. He was eating food.
What was
yeah.
he snacking on?
I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell what he was eating this time.
Probably
but
some jerky,
Ari,
fresh jerky.
Ari's basically just doing whatever he wants this season. They had to like Tahoe, go to the casino. He's probably at the casino 19 hours of the day here.
Do you think that... I'm going to ignore those jokes. Good jokes, but keep moving. Do you think that he's intimidated by CN? That's why I think he...
Of course he is. If I was in a situation with a much smarter... you know, person we're on this date and I feel like I don't belong in the conversation, I would just be munching along too to try to avoid having to talk.
Yeah. Just kind of, you know, fiddling with other stuff, yeah. looking around,
yep,
kind of
sure.
trying not to, no eye contact.
It's like when you're in class and you don't want the teacher to call on you. Ari doesn't yep. want CN to, he doesn't want to have to talk right now. Got to keep your
Boy,
eye contact
CN
down.
If CN were a substitute teacher for me in high school, I'd be shitting my pants. I'm not trying to answer any of these questions. All right, sad moment. Mikkel's grandpa passes away.
Yeah.
Not sure it was in great... She's obviously has to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure it was in great taste to show her packing up the roses as if those are, like, valuable to her in her life right now.
Yeah. This is unprecedented, Rem. It's sad and unprecedented, but is she... my mind wanders to if she's coming back.
Wait,
which is where my mind goes.
It's unprecedented?
I don't remember someone dying and them having to leave like this. I don't.
Oh.
Not that I've seen, at least.
I think family members have gotten sick before.
Sure.
From what I've seen. But yeah. Passing away, especially suddenly and unexpectedly,
mm-hmm.
is probably unprecedented. I think we've seen the last of her as well.
Do you?
It's a callous way to look at it, but you can't go away for a week and then come back and it's like, down to the front. Like, he can't be eliminating like five more people and then have her hop right back in. That's and
but that being said, he can't. If she wants to come back, she can come back.
I think he can say, don't waste your time if he not like that, but I think he can say, I don't see it, so I don't want you to waste your time coming back.
Sure.
I don't really believe
that's
that
fair.
Something's there. And from what we've seen so far, I don't think anything's there, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah. No one thought of her as a leader, for
no.
sure.
No. All right. Group date card. Chelsea, Crystal, Becca K, Marique, Ashley, Jacqueline, Jenna, Tia, Kendall, Lauren B, Brittany, Caroline.
Everybody
in the damn kitchen freaking sink, AB. Becca M, young Becca, gets
young
the
Becca.
One-on-one date.
That's what we've all been waiting for.
She's definitely still searching for herself. That was Crystal to the camera. I don't know
Listen,
how she knows that, but...
We'll talk about this more later, I'm sure, but I'm sick of the Crystal, like, giving advice to the other girls and trying to spread wisdom to the house. I'm out on it.
Sadly, she is, like, especially after this episode, she's, like,
the oldest
contestant
one, yeah.
left, or one of them. So, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. Quick to the one-on-one nighttime portion of the date with CN... Right off the bat, she's asking him about why he hasn't been in love since Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Still continuing with like those genuine... It's not small talk. Long story short, it's not small talk what they're talking about.
No. They're getting deep. They head to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Rim. Did you notice that?
Yeah. That's like going to Meskwaki. I mean, that's not the most romantic. No. Hard Rock must have cut the check
for this. I was confused why they did that.
Yeah, and you could tell it wasn't in, like, the luxury part. I mean...
No, it's like, down that, right off the casino floor is what it looked like to me. Like, they could smell smoke when they were eating dinner.
Yes, it's definitely where they have poker tournaments on, like, holiday
yeah,
weekends.
That's exactly the room they were in.
Yeah, like, by the stage, it's, like, a foot off the ground where the local band plays on
yep.
Tuesdays. Karaoke, yep. probably. Not the sexiest date. There's no view there. I mean, it wasn't the best.
Nope.
AB, what did you make of this? CN brings up the fact that growing up, she didn't see love stories with girls that looked like her. That's true, obviously.
It's a fact.
Something that's evolving to this day. But, spin zone, also a pretty good strategy. I mean, how can you possibly send someone home after that? Like, Sien, you're amazing, but there's no love story for you here tonight. And just crushing her dreams and the dreams of all of the black girls watching at home, can I walk you out type of situation. That was never going to happen.
Listen, Sien is so thoughtful in everything she says and does. Couldn't be more impressed with her. She's hit the nail on the head. She makes me think about things I've never thought about before. Wow.
Challenging AB's mind.
Challenge me.
Ari was quick with the rose here. Okay. Do you have any theories as to why that was, or do you think they just edited the date short, or what's going on?
I think they probably edited the date short. They didn't want to have like their full hour-long great conversation, even though I would have watched and loved the entire conversation, but they don't want to have all that. So they probably just cut it short.
I'm going to choose to believe he cut it short because he wanted that kiss. Shout out to Sien for going in for just a few pecks, AB. Not this softcore shit we've come to expect from this man. Okay, maybe spread that out a little bit. Time for the traditional post-date private concert, AB, where a bunch of randoms scream and clap while you dance on a raised platform while an equally unknown musician plays a song no one's ever heard before.
This artist stunk, Rim. I'll come out and say it. This artist sucked. I don't know his name. I don't know his name at all, but his voice was bad. It was off key. What's this guy's name?
I don't think I wrote it down. It was something weird. It started with an L. It wasn't great.
He's not going to make it, I'll tell you that.
AB's got a pretty good track record on predicting who's going to make and not make it based on these private concerts. AB, here's the thing. This show is great. I got a little tweak suggestion here. If anybody any producers are listening. One of the easiest and highest impact tweaks to me would be this. Have one-on-one dates occasionally occur in real settings. By that, I mean send them to dinner and have it be in a restaurant where other patrons are also eating.
Okay.
Or have them dance at a small concert like this, but don't put them on a dumbass platform. Just show them enjoying the concert with other people. You know what I mean? You still get the promo for the band, but basically I've seen enough smooching and awkward slow dancing on raised platforms. I'm good on that for two decades, probably.
Yeah, I hear you.
That
Can't
said,
disagree
this
with
was
you
great.
There.
This was romantic. CM was great. A+ date from our future bachelorette, if we're lucky. Okay. And I wrote a note down here that I'm ashamed to admit. Now, I like this song. Okay. And I like country music now. Anything else on the CN one-on-one date?
No, just a great, just your classic bachelor date, except it was at the Hard Rock.
Yeah. Listen, we're casino guys. We go to this casino and have a great time.
Sure.
It's not a top 65%.
I don't want my bachelor dates there.
Hard Rocks. This is another indication that Ari didn't bother giving any input to what he wanted to do. There's got to be a restaurant at least like 5 to 10 stories high where you can overlook the Tahoe.
Quaint little restaurant on the top of a mountain up high there, you know, looking down on the entire lake. Yeah. Wow. They got to have something there.
Instead, they're in the Hard Rock at sea level. I mean,
it's not what we want. In a back room with no windows.
You could probably, if you turn the volume up on your TV, you could probably hear some music. You could probably hear like bing, 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 ting, 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 like in the background. The slot machine's 100 feet away. Bad date. Sien deserves better. Ari probably spends a lot of time in casinos.
She'll get another date. Don't worry, Rim.
Is that an AB guarantee?
That's a guarantee.
Okay. The way eliminations are going, I don't know what's going on.
You know some spoilers.
No, I don't. I don't know any spoilers. Just trying to put your feet to the fire.
Okay.
Okay, AB, the group date. Daytime. AB, what did you think of this date?
I didn't mind it.
The way I asked the question made it seem like I didn't like the date.
I love the date.
Okay,
yeah, just so I didn't mind. I like the stuff where they get put out of their element and have to do weird things for my amusement. Mm. Stuff that I would never do.
They're challenged a little bit. You got to force some teamwork in there. Give people a chance to show that they're adventurous. I like this date a lot.
And I think when you challenge people, you get an actual view of, you get an inside look at that person and who they are.
What'd you make of the fake urine drinking bit?
I saw it a mile away, Rim, but I enjoyed it. I liked it.
I knew it was going to be fake also. Yeah. But what I missed the first time around I didn't realize that they all peed in their canisters. I can't believe they did that.
That was a little weird.
Jacqueline almost drank the urine, though, AB.
Listen, do not sleep on Jacqueline. The girl will do whatever it takes to win this, win the heart of Ari.
I think that secured her rose that night. I'll drink this shit. I don't care. She was about to guzzle it down.
Bottoms up.
I bet a little bit of her urine might have touched her lips before Ari was like, no. She had it tilted. Okay.
I know. And she made a face like she tasted it a little bit.
AB, would you eat a worm to stay on for this show?
Here's the thing, Rim. I was thinking about that. It depends on where I see myself in the rank, in the Ari rankings. If I'm a contender, fucking give me 10 worms. I'll pop them all in my mouth like candy. If I think I'm going home or any chance I'm going home, fuck you, Ari. I'm not eating these worms and I'm not pissing in this canister. Not doing it. No way, no how.
Okay. I would do it regardless. I think it would be kind of fun. It'd be kind of fun to eat a worm, and they're high in protein.
That was one thing that kind of weirded me out. They talked. Ari's like, okay, it's time to eat some bugs, and some of the girls were like cheering. I mean, I can understand being okay with eating the bugs. I would be okay with it, but why would you cheer for it? No one wants to.
They were just having fun with it, AB. I mean, they're having a good attitude about it. And plus, Kendall, like we found out later, has apparently dreamt of eating bugs her whole life. I don't know what was stopping her. They're everywhere.
Kendall said before the date even started, this was her date to shine. This was a Kendall date.
She really did shine. Moments after she snacked on some worms, with the snow kind of gently falling down in the mountains, Kendall pulls Ari aside and steals a kiss, AB, a little smoocheroo in little Narnia. Smooch. I loved it.
Loved it. I don't know about the logistics of it all, but it seemed like they walked about 3 feet away from the group and did a kiss like out in the open. So I don't like that necessarily. You got a lot of girls there, Ari.
They got behind like a half dead tree so everyone could see him. And then after they kissed behind the tree, then they like went further away. It's like, why didn't you just go further away?
Yeah, why didn't you walk away from everybody?
AB, we got to get to Lake Tahoe. How about this hot tub, this oasis in the middle of the forest?
You ever seen a bigger hot tub in all your days?
It's like a quarter of a mountain. It was so big.
It's the biggest hot tub I've ever seen. I bet it was the perfect temperature too.
Did you have any issues with Caroline and Tia joking around with Ari and Crystal in the hot tub?
No.
Are they being rude? Okay.
No. It was an awkward situation. Whenever you're on that group date, it's an awkward situation. They tried to ease the tension a little bit, let them know they know what's going on here, and they're just joking around, having fun.
Those are two fun women who get it.
Yes, they get what's going on here. They're just having fun.
Crystal's got a stick up her butt, and she doesn't get it.
No, she does not get it at all.
Everyone liked what Caroline and Tia were doing, except for Crystal. That's what this comes down to. Crystal said, should I do the, you want me to do the impression again? Is it good enough to reprise?
Please.
Honestly, I just feel like I'm in high school. Like I'm at a high school camp. And I'm the counselor. Welcome to The Bachelor, Crystal. This is what group dates with 20 people are like. Get used to it.
I was just baffled by what she was even talking about in all of her little cutscene interviews. I was so confused. She was confused that the girls wanted to spend time with Ari, I guess? I don't know. Does this just go back to her thinking she has way too good of a relationship with Ari? Like, she honestly in her head thinks that none of these girls should be trying to get Ari's attention because she's got it locked up.
AB, moving on to the nighttime portion of the day, the things that she was saying, I started to get a little suspicious because it just seemed, like you said, it didn't make sense. Like, she was going too far with some of her quotes.
It was way too far.
And it didn't, the logic was missing from her statements.
And I wouldn't say this was an out of the ordinary, you know, touchy-feely. Besides the Kendall kiss, nothing was, nobody overstepped their, where they should be on this date.
Everyone was behaving perfectly fine.
Yes.
And everyone was having a fun time embracing the situation.
Absolutely. They all had fun in the huge hot tub. It was like 15 girls and one guy. That's an awkward situation, but they're all having fun. Except her.
It was a good time. Yep. AB, I didn't write down all her quotes from the nighttime date, but we could do a top 10 or 15 power rankings. One of my favorites was, whatever I do, I know it's going to be perfect.
And then she does a shit-eating grin to the camera.
Okay, I actually tweeted this out earlier this week at RoseCastES. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar writes these articles for The Hollywood Reporter, and they're like the best Bachelor recaps because he's a smart guy and he's looking at it mostly from an outsider's perspective. But he compared Crystal's smile to Pennywise from The Clown from It. AB's drinking water, so that's why I can't laugh normally, but yeah.
Kareem.
And it's true. She's got the go like this. I mean, she looks like the dang Joker. It's a mean thing to say, but that's how they're making her look. They're making her come off as a villain.
Yep.
Quick question. People say all the time, oh, don't say these things about, you know, there's a real person. But, and Crystal even said this, there's a real person behind this person that you're making fun of.
Sure.
You know, she just got a bad edit. Like, everyone likes Olivia Caridi now, and everyone says she got a bad edit on Ben's season. I have no doubt that they edit people to make look certain ways. They sure have to do that. That's for the show. But Crystal is still saying these ridiculous things.
Yeah, I mean, you had to say the things at some point for them to edit it. I mean, I think they edit out her good parts, but these bad parts are real. Like, we might not be seeing her at her best, but we are seeing the stuff that she's saying on camera that cannot be denied. You have these thoughts.
So I guess our stance is like, don't be mean, don't cyberbully people, but it's okay to like laugh at how mean she's being on the
absolutely
show.
Absolutely.
AB, got anything on Lauren B, who apparently, well, when did she join the show? I don't remember.
Lauren B seems very nervous. But she seems like a really nice girl, Rim. I don't know what you thought. I thought she seemed like a really shy but nice girl. She doesn't have it that's going to help her win. But no. I'm a fan of Lauren B.
I thought Ari just wanted to kind of spice up his makeout sessions at this point. That's all I thought about him talking to Lauren B. Like, oh, let's try something new. I mean, she literally asked him what he's looking for. Mm-hmm. It's week 4. You've been there almost a month, and yep, they're having base-level conversations, AB.
It's just nothing there. I think she's too shy to really come out of her shell here, but I don't have any issues with Lauren B. I'm a fan.
She's fine. Not an alpha. Not an alpha dog,
yeah,
like
exactly
my girl Crystal. Kendall one-on-one time. AB, some fun conversation here. You got anything on this Kendall interaction? Wild card.
Kendall is the quirky one in the house, but she's doing an excellent job of not being too quirky, Rim. Like, yeah, there's always that one person, but they're usually, like, over the top. And it's like, okay, this is fucking ridiculous. This person, there's no chance they're going to win. Kendall, like, tones it. She has the quirky stuff, the taxidermy stuff that she plays into a lot. But then they'll have these passionate moments that usually the quirky people do not have.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Something's there. Kendall, you want to talk about a big-time episode to save herself and skyrocket up the rankings? You're talking about Kendall this episode.
Wholeheartedly agree. AB, their makeout was extraordinarily hot. One of maybe the number one, because usually Ari's like got both the hands, yeah, like really just gripping, yep, the head like this. And Kendall was back here. It was, wow. Kendall was running the show there, mm-hmm, my opinion. That was good stuff.
Do not sleep on Kendall, folks.
No, absolutely not. She brought one of her taxidermy animals, which, and Ari says, oh, you should bring it to the rose ceremony. All but guarantees her the rose. What are you going to, you can't make one of the contestants bring a dead rat or whatever while she's in an evening gown and hold it for a few hours and then send her home. She, at that moment, I knew, even before the makeout, Kendall's in for the long haul.
And here's the thing about not being too quirky, though, Rim. Spoiler for later, she didn't actually bring the thing to the rose ceremony. It was just a joke, and she knew that. She didn't bring it. That's what makes her an actual contender here, folks.
She's out here walking this tightrope.
She's walking the line. She's walking the line. Usually the people are way too weird. She's obviously the person that they're going for with the weird character gimmicks this season, but she's not going over the top with it, and I love it.
Kendall's great. Back with the group. Crystal's starting to get on everyone's nerves, AB.
Yeah.
This is the classic complaint from someone who went on an early one-on-one date and now has to deal with competing for Ari's attention. Mm-hmm. Quick Crystal impersonation power rankings. Number 3, Caroline. Number two, Tia. And number one, Chelsea. Chelsea nailed it on the head.
she knocked it out of the park.
Not just the sound, but also the cadence of Crystal.
I've come around completely on her voice being fake. I wasn't sure at first. I thought maybe she's a little sick. She seemed sick last episode. Her voice is so fake. It's completely fake.
Maybe she was sick, but if she was sick, she was playing it up. And what is obviously fake is the cadence. It's so... No one talks like that.
But she'll be talking to the girls in one voice, and then she'll go to Ari, and it'll be a different voice. It's fake. That's fake.
When she's talking to Ari, it's not only the way her voice sounds, but like her face moving. She's like...
Yeah.
Now, it's an audio podcast. You can't see it, but AB, if it's good, just go, this was good. I don't know. You know, she's kind of shaking her head left to right, like trying to like batting her eyes.
She's
stuff.
Trying
it's
to
nonsense.
Do like a really sexy voice. It's like you've said before. She's trying to do this sexy voice. And she also goes into this whisper mode every once in a while. I think she doesn't realize she's mic'd up because she's nowhere near anyone that can hear her. They're nowhere near the other girls. So there's no reason to be whispering. And that really bothers me.
2 weeks in a row, she's whispered. There was one time where she was obviously whispering to kind of like avoid it getting picked up by the cameras, but they're wearing microphones.
They're wearing
a
high powered microphone. You're
and
not
even
getting
if
away
not,
with
the cameras. The cameras getting it, folks.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you got on her one on one time? She's complaining about the hot tub situation.
I can't deal with this girl, Rim.
AB, has anyone in the franchise ever complained about something less big of a deal than the hot tub situation?
This was the beginning of the end for her. I mean, Ari didn't even like really say anything about it. He knew that it wasn't a big deal what happened between Caroline and Tia and her. He was right there. You can't come in and shit on other people when the Bachelor was there for the event.
Yes,
like he was there. If he thought something was wrong with it, he would have already done something about it.
He had a chance to, if he thought it was a serious misstep on their part, he would have said something at the time, and he didn't.
Yeah, he was fine with it. She is becoming one of the most annoying contestants I've ever seen on this franchise.
Yeah, I would have to agree. There's, I think, a lot of other viewers feel the same way. Ari did kind of, not take her side, but he did kind of sympathize with her. I mean, he said, you're beautiful, and we have a connection, so they're insecure. I mean, calling Tia and Caroline insecure seems like an out-of-bounds comment, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was more just to, you know, get through that conversation.
Did you make much of when someone was coming up behind her, and Ari goes, ooh, someone's coming. Crystal goes... Can you tell him you need another minute?
I've never seen that before. It was a bold move.
Genius move, in my opinion.
Yep.
Because normally, like what happened with Annalise last week, if someone comes up, if the lead wants to get out of the conversation, they go, yeah, sure, come on in. And then, you know, you give the hug and talk. She took that opportunity out of his hands and guaranteed that they got more time together. That was smart.
Smart move.
You got anything on Crystal, Caroline, and Tia?
No.
Crystal pulls Caroline and Tia away. It was dumb. I mean, my brain cells were dying by the second as I watched this.
And Tia she did not have a single fuck to give about what Crystal was talking about. She didn't want anything to do with the conversation. She basically called her ridiculous and got up and left.
Crystal, once she ran out of her talking points, she was like a robot that like malfunctioned. She just kept repeating the same things and they're like, we're not getting anywhere with this, Crystal. So yeah, it was over. Tia gets the group date rose because she talked to Ari a little bit, cried a little bit. They had a connection. Tia really likes Ari, I think.
I think so too.
Keep an eye on Tia. Were you surprised by that group date rose though?
I was very surprised. I wasn't happy about it, truthfully. Kendall, what do you have to do to get a rose?
That's a fair point.
Come on, give Kendall the rose. She deserved it.
Whoever is just the most recent person to cry on his shoulder, or literally the most recent person he kissed in a lot of cases. It happened to be Tia tonight. Back at the house the next morning. Crystal had a great comment. She's trying really hard not to intimidate everyone else because she comes across as flawless. Straight out of the LeBron James playbook, AB. Crystal is spoiling everyone with her performance out there. I liked it. The Becca M one-on-one date, daytime. The most anticipated one-on-one date in many eons. What did you like this date? The horseback riding?
Yeah, I was a fan of this date. horseback riding and then hop in another hot tub. Sure.
Beautiful
Sign
day.
Me up.
Yeah. Sign me up. Absolutely. In the hot tub, we learn about a car accident Ari was in. Mm-hmm. He's got like a fake clavicle or something along those lines. I don't know.
They broke his collarbone rim. No big deal.
That's a huge deal.
It's a life-altering. Broke his collarbone. No big deal. There's screws in his neck.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
AB, what did you make of this date, their chemistry, their conversation, her behavior? Because people were watching like a hawk right now, knowing that the age is coming out.
Yeah, we really do. Something about... I go back and forth on these two. I'm actually torn, kind of like Ari was. Something about it, like when they're hopping in the hot tub together, I'm feeling a little queasy, a little uncomfortable, a little grossed out by what's going on. But then the chemistry and the conversation is there. So I still don't know where I stand on this subject.
It's tough, man. Because on paper, if someone explained this situation to me, I would say, that's bad.
That's
She's too
disgusting.
Young. I don't like this show. Wag of the finger. But then you see them together and how happy she seems to make him and vice versa.
Yeah.
And the authenticity is there.
It's real.
Especially compared to other pairings on the show. Folks, you're lying to yourself if you don't think there's something real between these two. You're simply just lying.
Here's the question and what kind of sold me on and made me okay with it. If I didn't know her age, would I be okay with this relationship? And the answer is a resounding yes.
Yes.
So I got to be okay with it. I'm sorry. I just have to. If you're 22 and you are more, you know, if you're more mature and you're at a place in life that allows for it, I don't really see the issue.
Let's go to the nighttime. Let's go to the nighttime portion of the day and dive deep. Early in the conversation, you can see Becca's getting nervous.
Yeah, the girl's starting to sweat. This is the first time she's kind of she's getting a little nervous out there.
The confidence is waning a little bit.
She's usually the most confident person in the room. She's poking fun of Ari and stuff like that. She was backpedaling this entire nighttime date.
Frozen. Ari starts talking about how old he is, how his life's kind of slowing down. And he says, my fear with you is that you might be where I was in my 20s.
Late 20s, he says at one point.
Ooh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah. He mentions late 20s.
I don't know why he would say that. It's obvious looking at her. She's not 29.
She's 8 years away from her late 20s, pal.
He goes, do you still like go out a lot? I've become a lot more boring. Small issue with this question. It's a valid concern.
Sure.
But it could be asked of any remaining contestant.
Well, that's the other thing, Rim. All the girls are young. We're out of 30-year-olds after this episode.
Yes.
There are no more 30-year-olds.
I'm going to run down the ages quick. Becca K.
I have them here, too. Great minds think alike.
Becca K. You wrote them all down, too?
Yeah, right? I got them all wrote down right here. I got them all right here. Got all the ages.
Okay. Becca K., 27. Brittany, who was still there at the time, 30. Caroline, 26. Chelsea, 29. She's a mom, though. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline, 26. Jenna, 28. Jenna's like the wackiest of the bunch. She's the most like a 22-year-old of anyone there. Kendall, 26. Crystal, 29. Lauren B., 25. Mikkel, if you count Mikkel, he hasn't eliminated Mikkel. She's 23. Marique is 27. CN is 27. Tia is 26.
Listen, Rim, we got it. You want the average age?
Run the numbers.
Average age is 26.4, Rim. We're talking 4 years older. So if you have a problem with Ari dating all these young girls, that's fine. But you can't specifically have a problem with Becca because most of these girls are 10 years younger than him.
Yes.
So I don't really get, like, the difference between me at 22 and 26 is not that big. Like, 22 to 30, I guess,
sure,
is big. But some of these girls that are, like, 25, 26, 27, talking about how they're ready for it, but she's not, I don't buy that. Anyone can be ready for marriage, folks. People get married at any age.
You have to take it on a case-by-case
exactly
basis. Like you said, you can't, it's not fair to single out Becca. And two, you can't have a blanket rule.
No.
Like, 22 is bad, but 23 is okay, or 26 is okay. Because, shit, man, life's a moving scale or whatever.
And the other thing is, just because, like, I wasn't necessarily ready at 21 to 22 to get married, but that doesn't mean I'm not everybody. No. That's just me. That's not Becca. You don't know her.
I'm pretty sure my mom and dad were 23, 24 when they got married. I think that was common for people in that generation. Who's to say? I mean, people have gotten younger than 22 and had perfectly successful lives and marriages.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's Rim and AB's partial piece on that. When Becca does reveal her age, Ari is shocked. AB, shocked. Hand over mouth. His jaw drops. He goes, oh!
The best part of the whole episode was they did like a coming up after the break little teaser, and it shows Becca saying, and it's not actually what happened, but it was a brilliant cut job. They showed Becca saying, well, I'm 22. And then they cut to Ari with a fucking dumbfounded look on his face, just completely stunned.
I don't know when that moment never occurred.
I don't think he ever made that face in the conversation. I think they just clipped in a piece of him like sitting there while she was going to the bathroom, just looking off into nothing. And then they spliced that in there.
Yeah, that was not his actual reaction. No. This show is terrible sometimes with the editing. I don't like
it. It's great, though. I loved it. I burst out laughing when I saw it.
Listen, this, like we said at the top, this segment was, I was wrapped with attention watching what was going on here.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure why Ari was shocked, though. I mean, she looks the young, not only is everyone on the show probably young, she looks the youngest on top of that.
She does.
Ari says to the camera, I could see myself falling in love with her, but I also don't want to go through all this, get to the end, and have her say I'm not ready for marriage. It's a perfectly valid concern.
All of Ari's concerns are completely valid. I mean, there's plenty of reason to be skeptical of a 22-year-old. I'm just not sure, and I think he made the right decision, because I'm not sure if that's a reason to send someone home. You can use more time to see if they actually are ready.
So, the knock on Ari, for people who are like boycotting the season or don't like the age gaps in general, is that he's like this creepy old dude skeeving around, making out with young girls. Like, it was like, that was the Saturday Night Live bit too. It's just, so for him to give a rose on paper was a bad look.
Yeah.
To give the rose to Becca when she says she's 22. But to me, the way he expressed his reservations, he told her, like, listen, I don't know about this. I'm worried. I'm concerned you're not going to be ready. He still told the camera he was proceeding with caution. I think that was responsible and fair. Because at the end of the day, these two are probably closer than any other couple in the house. In my opinion, they have the realest, most interesting conversations on this show. AB, how do you think Ari handled this revelation? And have your feelings changed on the age gap at all?
I'm kind of proceeding with caution as well. I mean, okay, I'm tiptoeing into it. I still feel like there's still parts of it that, but that's because also I haven't been in a relationship like a lot of people haven't been in a relationship with someone 10 years or older than you. But I know plenty of people that have, and it's worked. So I don't understand those relationships, because I do think that you're usually like, if I was single right now, I wouldn't be looking at the early 20s age group, you know, because usually they are in a different stage of life. But some people it works for. So it's just something I don't understand, really. So, and I'm not going to judge it.
basically, it's easy for us to say all this stuff because we're not either one of them.
Yeah.
So we can only judge by what we see on this heavily edited fake reality TV dating show. So just take it with a grain of salt. What is undeniable is this is going to be a very intriguing storyline going
Absolutely.
Forward. When
Absolutely.
Will it? Because he's going to have to be comparing, like, his feelings for Becca will have to far exceed his feelings for, you know, the 28-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's going to have to outweigh all that stuff for him to keep her around. It's going to be good TV, folks.
I agree.
Beck even says at one point, why don't you dump me now and pick someone you know is ready? This was after she's got the
ropes.
This
is when Becca grabs back hold of the rope and pulls it back.
Yeah,
she's got control back of the relationship.
I loved it. It was riveting. This scene was riveting. I would rewatch the scene. I've already seen the episode twice, so that's saying something. All right, AB, cocktail party. Anything else on that date?
No, really liked it.
Yeah, it was good. Top to bottom, it was good. Cocktail party. They led us to believe, once again, that this age thing would be a huge deal for the house, not just Ari. But nobody's really tripping about Becca getting a rose.
Nope. I think it goes back to a lot of them aren't that much older. So if you have a problem with her, you might as well take a walk too then.
Yeah. I think also Becca is well-liked in the house.
I agree. Yep. And Crystal obviously is on everyone's mind right now, so she's taking up all the hate.
Sure. Chris Harrison drops in, says, sorry, ladies, no cocktail party. So we go straight to the rose ceremony. AB. First, I want to say I was mildly surprised by the cancellation of the cocktail party. Because usually they do this when there's like, it's between two people who's going to get the rose, like, you know, a two-on-one date or something like that. I didn't expect this at this point, and I didn't expect Ari to ever turn down an opportunity to make out with these women for 4 hours. You know what I mean?
I agree. And the people that he's letting go, he doesn't have that good of relationships with, so there's really no reason to save them. But I guess it's noble of him if he actually truly does know who he's letting go. He doesn't need the time.
No, I think maybe the Hard Rock Casino is like pay by the hour, so I think they're just kind of cutting. I'm just kidding around, folks. Rose ceremony. Number one, Ari's got a trash suit on, AB. I'm not going to let this slide. He's got a solid maroon shirt. He's got a brown jacket, a light brown tie. Just garbage. It looks like if Colin Jost like took hallucinogens or something. Just very bad. All right,
didn't
roses.
Notice.
Roses. CN, Becca M, and Tia have date roses.
Mm-hmm.
Before Ari can give out the first rose at the ceremony, Crystal pulls him aside. AB, what's your take on this?
Unacceptable. Have some respect for the bachelor and what it involves. He made the decision. He's already said that he basically knows who he's getting rid of. He does not need more time with anybody. You shouldn't just get extra time. There's no reason for that. It's just disrespectful.
I usually love this move or understand this move when
maybe later in the season.
Later in the season or when like someone is like really hoping to use that cocktail hour to solidify themselves, or if they're worried about going home. Crystal has no real reason to be concerned.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You have no reason to think you're going home. There's still 15 people there. There's, I would say you're in the top, you know, five right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, you're not on the chopping block, so quit wasting everyone's time.
She had nothing to say. There was
no
news to reveal.
She did not say anything either.
There's no tattling to do. Sometimes it's like, well, so-and-so, you know, has a wife. Or
something that might change your mind.
Yeah, no, there's nothing going on. She was just like, I just want to let you know that, you know, I'm here for you. It's like, okay, well, why you're fucking wasting everybody's time.
let's all get out of here. Get on the blackjack tables. Come on.
Here's where she was whispering, and she was four rooms away, and she was
100 yards away from the other girls who stayed there. Some of them started sitting down. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. Somebody pointed this out. I don't know where I saw it, but somebody pointed out that Caroline, pretty much whenever she can, takes her heels off. I think when she was at the mansion, she had slippers on during a cocktail party.
Nice.
And she was sitting down, heels off here. And then when she got eliminated, she was carrying her heels out. She's just fuck heels, and I like that
heels
about Caroline.
Not about that life.
Not going to stand in this bullshit for 10 hours.
I liked when Crystal brought Ari to the side. Ari starts the conversation with what's the matter. It was an angry what's the matter. It was a very angry what's the matter.
All right. Roses. AB. Can you explain some of these roses to me?
I think he's just doing it randomly, Rim. There's nothing to... Don't look too close into these roses. Usually I'm a big, like, reading into the roses, but do not look too closely into these rose orders.
Lauren B.
Huh?
Heretofore had zero airtime on the show. Ashley also has no
I don't know who Ashley is.
She
don't know a thing about her.
She sometimes is like says stuff to the camera, but I've never seen her alone with Ari, I don't think.
No.
Becca from Minneapolis. Chelsea. Jenna. Jacqueline. Same situation as Ashley.
My money is on Jacqueline being the late riser in this season. There's always one of those people that come out of nowhere, sneak up out of nowhere and steal some time and maybe sneak into a hometown type of situation. I don't know if she's going to get a hometown, but I think she might be that late riser.
There have been some shocking hometowns in recent seasons. Yeah. I thought Caroline was going to be the late riser.
I did too.
I would have put my money on that.
Yeah, I did too.
Marique, and then the final rose is Crystal.
Come on.
No roses, Brittany and Caroline, two real ones. Two good contestants. I think we'll see Brittany again. I don't know about Caroline. Caroline seems... Not that Brittany's not reasonable. I just think Brittany embraces the show a little more. Caroline was like, this is ridiculous. Like, Crystal's terrible. I'm going home.
Brittany seems a little more fun, too. So...
Yeah, for sure. She seems like she'd be a good time on Bachelor in Paradise.
Sure.
Crystal was so excited to get that rose AB. I think she may have whispered, oh my God, I love you, into Ari's ear. That's what I heard. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you. Anything else on these eliminations, AB? Were you surprised that he let Caroline go?
Here's the thing I noticed like halfway through this episode. I just don't know anything about who he's going to select or who's going to... Usually by this point in the season, I think I got a good grasp of who's going to win. Or at least who I think was going to win. I don't have any clue on who's going to win this season of The Bachelor right now. Or who's going to get roses. It seems like if you told me one of eight people won, I would be like, okay, that makes sense.
I had to pick my final four before this episode.
Yeah.
As we all did on the ABC fantasy thing. Except you didn't, did you? You didn't get
no,
your picks
I picked,
changed.
I picked my winners. I just forgot to select that week's questions.
I got all the questions wrong anyway. So anyway, my point was, it's really deep right now. I had a very difficult time. I think there was probably nine final four contenders.
Yeah.
I don't think there's that many real contenders. So here's the thing. Cien, Becca, and Tia all had roses before the ceremony. Of the people who got roses at the ceremony, I think there's two contenders out of eight who got roses. I think Becca and Crystal, maybe.
What about Chelsea?
No.
What about Kendall?
These are you're naming final four contenders. I mean, final winner contenders.
I don't think they're going to win, but I don't know. I just don't know. It seems like all of them are at basically the same level right now. Does it not seem like that to you? None of them are really taking a huge leap.
Well, and like you said last week, when you see Ari's physical chemistry with, frankly, random people on the show like Lauren B., you're like, whoa, this anybody can win. This.
Anybody can win.
Okay, AB, let's move on. We got quite a bit of stuff to get to in the rose bag.
Okay.
AKA the bouquet. What do you think of that new name change?
Okay, I see what you're doing, and I love it.
It's taking me a while, but we're getting there. The bouquet is the official RoseCast text line, 773-234-7794. Text us your comments, questions, and we'll take the best ones and talk about them on the show. First up, Brandon from Cedar Rapids. What up, Brandon? Is Crystal a producer pick, or do you think Ari has a real connection there?
I don't think she would have went home, so I don't think she was a producer pick. The producers might have changed it for her to be the last person to be picked, but I don't think she was in any danger of going home this episode.
I'll be honest, I bought into Crystal maybe going home. Because I think he was tired of it. Yeah, for a minute there, I thought she might have gone home.
Yeah, when she brought him aside and he says, what's the matter? That's what he says to her. That's when I kind of started to think it. But I the whole episode, I still didn't think she was going home. She'll be on a two-on-one. You got to remember, there's two-on-ones coming up here, Rim.
Yeah, God.
You got to remember.
Best in biz.
Got to remember.
Who's going to be her two-on-one matchup?
Who will it be? Tia. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, folks. Yeah. It's Tia and Crystal going on 2-on-1. Tia's going to win. Crystal's going home. That's how it's going to work.
Yeah. Period. I fucking love 2-on-1s. All right. Next up, Sharada from New York. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I was listening to your last episode and you mentioned rather seriously that that Ari is a funny guy. This gave me serious pause and made me truly concerned for your well-being. I was wondering if you could do a top three power ranking of funniest things he's done or said, but if that's like too hard, this is scathing, all right?
Okay.
But if that's like too hard to come up with, could you identify one moment where Ari made you really think, huh, that's one hilarious dude? AB, I'll go first.
Listen, you should have let me know. I can't just come up with these moments off the top of my head. All I know is when I watch his seasons, here's one for you. I'll give you one. He was, we just did the Emily Maynard season. Remember that? And Doug, the dad, was all nervous about his date. And Ari and Jeff were like throwing little jabs at Doug just to get him real pissed. That made me laugh. That's just one example off the top of my head.
Ari also said he's poked fun at him wearing cardigans, him being an old man. He's poked fun at his hair. He's self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm.
There was a moment with Kendall today on this episode where she said, oh, you know, she was talking about one of her taxidermy things, and she was like, oh, he's the best traveler. And he goes, well, yeah, he's dead. You know, it's kind of funny.
Listen, we're not saying Ari's like a hilarious guy.
No, I
believe what I said was he is the most funny bachelor.
We're comparing him to Nick.
Which compares him to Nick and Ben, who are two not funny guys.
Yes.
And like Juan Pablo and Chris Soules. I mean...
Whoa, AB. No.
Allegedly.
I'm going to bleep that out.
Allegedly.
All right. So we think he's got some panache to him. Okay,
the self-deprecating stuff is the main thing that I think of when I think of him being more funny than the other guys. I'm not going to sit there and listen to like a comedy show from Ari, but he'll make me giggle a couple times an episode.
Next up, Sarah from Philly. I know you guys are pro Ari, but he gives me creepy uncle feels about 70% of this episode. And also, he freaking sent Caroline home over Crystal.
Yeah.
One last thought. The new sleeper is totally Lauren B., who is also pretty damn young at 25. Mm-hmm. Stay woke on Lauren B. Go Eagles. Eagles are going to get mollywopped. AB. AB. We already talked a little bit about Lauren B. Do you think Lauren B. is a possible hometowns contender?
I think he likes her. So I think anything's possible at this point. Anything's possible. I do also get the creepy uncle vibes. He's got this laugh that he does every once. It's like, he does something like that when he's talking. Weirds me out.
Well, like you said earlier, he's trying to be cool around these cool people. And
he does this fake ass dad laugh.
Yeah.
I can see what you're saying there.
Listen, he's a guy who, if you try to take him out to a club, he would see a line and be, can we just go home? Like, that's the kind of guy he is. So he's not going to be, you know, he's going to be weird uncle sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the text. Faith in New Mexico. What did you think about Lauren and Ari's conversation about wanting an equal partnership in a relationship? Like, that's something abnormal to want. Isn't that just what 99% of relationships formed after 1974? I didn't think there was anything there, AB. I think those were just two people who hadn't really talked yet.
Yeah.
Just saying words.
It was a little weird. I mean, that's a great point. Who doesn't want that type of relationship? And if you don't, then you're probably a scumbag. So.
Well, it wasn't Juan Pablo. I didn't watch Juan Pablo's season. I imagine he would have said something like, well, the woman has a role and they do this,
exactly,
this, and this.
Exactly.
Thanks for the text, Faith.
Great point, though. Great text.
Yes, the texts are good. That's why why we're doing so many. They were good this week. 816 area code. Shout out Kansas City. Possibly a cousin or a friend of a cousin. Rimin AB. Would you rather listen to Crystal's voice for 24 hours straight or make out with a girl who just drank her own urine? Can't believe he almost made him do that. Tough choice. AB.
We're just doing would you rathers on the text line now. Is that what's going on?
Sure. Which one is it?
I'll go with listening to her speak. You can easily tone her out. She's just whispering. I can tone that stuff out. I'm fine. What about you?
My thing, urine's mostly water. That's all I'll say.
Gross.
Sarah from Toronto. I'm sorry, Toronto. So we're all in agreement that CN is way out of Ari's league.
Mm-hmm.
She was such a great conversationalist during dinner, had great perspective on her identity in relation to love, mm-hmm. but then cut to Ari's blank stare and generic phrases. He doesn't seem like he'd be able to stimulate her mind or enhance her personality at all. AB, agree or disagree?
Agree.
Me too. I mean, to say so-and-so is too good for somebody else, I mean, you know, whatever. If they find love, they find love. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's intimidated by her. I think he's a little scared of her. And CN's going to find someone more suited for her personality as the Bachelorette. Okay, next up. Last one, Justine from Los Angeles. Crystal is obviously the worst, but even my untrained eye can see how much editing went into making her look this bad. On that note, do you think Chelsea will come back as a villain once Crystal gets eliminated and the producers are just giving her a good edit for now?
I just, there were so many words she said that were things she said on camera that I can't buy into it all being bad edit with her.
Do you think Chelsea's getting a good edit, though?
I think I'd be more inclined to think that Chelsea got a bad edit the first episode, and now she's just a normal mom, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird to us when Chelsea was probably the most mature person on here, being one of the oldest and being a mother, that she would be the villain on the season. That was weird to us. So I would think more so Chelsea got a bad edit the first episode, and now we're just seeing normal Chelsea.
And Chelsea's edit was, Chelsea was a villain for like one episode.
Yeah.
This is going on two, going to leak into three and probably four for Crystal.
Crystal was on screen for like 30 minutes. She had so much of the side, you know, confessionals that she had. I just don't know. I just don't think so.
Agreed. All right. That's all we got. Anything else, AB? Any other final comments, jokes you want to squeeze in?
Are you going to give your top four?
Yes.
Shit. And the Bachelor group, I got the top two here.
Okay, I will give my top four. Here's who I picked in my group.
Okay.
Chelsea. Ooh. Caroline.
Oh.
Yep.
Brett, get this. I picked Caroline for my winner.
Oh!
I did it 2 weeks ago, though. I did it 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And then I don't know who my fourth was. I think maybe CN.
The other three I have are locks.
Let's hear them.
Both Beccas, Caroline, and CN.
I don't think young Becca's a lock for a hometown.
You don't think so?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
But again, we have no freaking clue. We have no idea. It's,
why do they make us pick this early? I can't. There's no way to pick.
No, I just think it's a weird
season.
I have
the winner wrong already. I have the winner wrong.
That sucks. That's crazy. That's terrible. She shouldn't have gone home this episode. That's period.
No, I don't know what I was thinking.
You were trying to get cute with it. You were trying to be Mr. Connoisseur.
I was trying to sneak in with the upset pick, and then look what AB guessed.
Yeah. I'll put it this way. I wouldn't be surprised if all four of mine did not make it to the top four. That's how confident I am right now.
Yep.
Anyway, that's in our Bachelor ABC group. Don't join that. If you haven't joined it yet, don't join it, because that's not fair if you come in this late in the game and everybody's already put their final four in. But we appreciate everybody who's in it. AB, let's get a top two or three.
Leading the way is our girl Gibby. Still there.
Shout out Gibby.
Gibby. Then we got Ari's unread journal in number two.
What is he? Did he journal or something? What is that about?
You know what that is? You know what that's in reference to, Rim? Ari, after he got let go by Emily Maynard, he, after the season was done, traveled to North Carolina or South Carolina. What is she from? South Carolina? South Carolina.
North,
right?
North Carolina? Charlotte.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Yeah, that's right. So he traveled to North Carolina, didn't actually get to see her, but dropped off a journal that he had kept during Emily's season. He kept a journal of all his experiences and the love he was feeling for Emily. He gave that journal to Emily, and they talked about it on the after show. Ari's Unread Journal is a great name.
Do you think that was a weird move? I mean, she was with Jeff.
He was pulling out all the stops, Rim.
Okay.
Emily on the after show said she didn't even read the journal, which was an absolute dagger to Ari's soul.
Well, she shouldn't have. If she was confident with Jeff, she shouldn't have read it.
Yeah, I agree.
No matter, you can spin that move as the most romantic thing ever, or the least, or the like, lock this guy up. It just depends on how you feel about
it. He's going for that movie, you know, that movie scene.
Yeah.
Love story. Great name. Okay. Ari's Under Eternal.
Great name. Is that it?
Aggie Pride, I think, was there last week, and they're still in third. Let me find Rim. Rim's at 21. He's very far off. I would say you're at an insurmountable.
It was a bloodbath
right now.
Yes. It was a bloodbath. I'm gonna have to start to cheat. I'm gonna have to cheat. There's no two ways about it. All right. Thank you for listening, as always. If you don't already, please, you can follow along at RoseCastES Twitter, Instagram, RoseCast Podcast. Instagram's kind of popping, AB. Not gonna front about that. Mm-hmm. Or Facebook/RoseCast Podcast. Like we said, the text line is 773-234-7794. And again, two things. If you haven't yet, please leave us a nice little written review on Apple Podcasts. We love to read those. And or if you work at Procter & Gamble and can get us in touch with somebody who in the Olay advertising department, we got some business to talk. Cut the check. Also, if you're a producer on the show, Rem and AB would like to host the next Winter Games in 2 years. Something along those lines. Get involved, people. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.